Richard Harwood has been described as probably the greatest young cello talent since Jacqueline Dupré and counts the composer John Williams amongst his admirers. He's performing with the RTE Concert Orchestra in the National Concert Hall this Wednesday as part of their Essential Classics series. But Richard is with me in studio this evening and he's going to start with the music of Bach. Richard Harwood performing the second movement, the Allemande from Bach's Solo Cello Suite No. 1. And Richard has very gingerly put down his instrument and has moved over to the desk beside me here. First of all, Richard, we'll talk about that instrument in a second, but you have been in love with this the instrument, the cello, for a long, long time.
That's right, Sean, yeah.
3 years old?
4 years old, really, yeah.
So it's all exaggerated. What happened?
Well, I started actually with piano when I was four. And soon after, me and my brother heard, I think, on a radio show, the violin. And we really wanted to learn the violin. And my mum phoned a local violin teacher in Portsmouth. And he was booked up for quite a long time, maybe even over a year. And my mum was just about to put the phone down, say goodbye. And at the last minute, she heard someone shouting. So she picked up the phone. And he happened to mention that his sister taught the cello, and maybe we'd like to start that instead. And the deal breaker was that she had an instrument for my brother to borrow, so made things slightly less expensive. And that's how we started playing the cello instead of the violin. So just by luck.
Because I understood that you had actually heard the instrument, but no, it was initially the violin that you
initially
really
the violin.
Wanted.
And if he hadn't shouted on the phone, I probably would have found up another violin teacher and started the violin.
And were your brother and yourself both playing the cello then at that stage?
Yeah, yeah, and actually the same with piano. My brother's about 6 years older than me, so being the younger one, I didn't want to miss out. I wanted to do what he was doing. So yeah, but he no longer plays, but still loves classical music and music in general.
It must have made life a lot easier too, having the two of you involved in both cello and piano, because I guess you could swap over rehearsal times using
that's
the
true,
two
yeah,
instruments.
That's true. Yeah.
And did you play much together in terms of chamber music with one of you on the piano, one of you on the cello?
Not so much. No, not really. I mean, I guess we did a little bit at the time. Yeah.
One of the pieces that you're playing at the concert on Wednesday evening is the Elgar Cello Concerto. Mm-hmm. A bit like the Bach suite that we just heard you play from. It's at the very centre of the cellist's repertoire. The Elgar Cello Concerto.
Particularly for, you know, for European performers, definitely.
When did you first attack that piece, if that's the right word?
Well, it was one of the first concertos I learnt, and I performed it for the first time when I was 13 in 93, yeah.
13, it's a piece that has such phenomenal emotional maturity in it. How do you think you went about even, approaching it at that age?
I don't know. I guess I developed very quickly. I think around the age of sort of 7, 8, 9, I went through all the grades, and I did the grade 8 when I was about 8 or so. And I just really felt an attachment to the instrument and to the repertoire. And, I had a sort of pretty much normal life apart from these things I was doing. So I still feel like I had a fairly normal childhood.
Did you listen to other music growing up? I mean,
yeah.
What types of things were you listening to?
All sorts of stuff, really. I mean, I and still today, I'm someone that can put on any radio station and be quite happy, really. I guess for me, away from classical music, and actually particularly when I'm not working, when I'm not playing, it's quite nice not to listen to music at all sometimes, and also not to listen to classical music. So for me, anything from, I mean, Stevie Wonder is a big hero of mine. I'm a huge, huge fan of Stevie Wonder.
And have you arranged any of his songs for the cello?
I
tried them.
Haven't yet, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that album when it comes out. You have mentioned, you know, that one of the, I don't know whether it's a difficulty, but one of the certainly statistics around concert-going classical public is mm-hmm. that the most of them are over 50. When you look down the hall, that's what you're going to be looking at, and maybe even older than that.
Yeah.
How do you think we can go about encouraging younger listeners into the concert halls to listen to classical music? What sort of things should we be doing?
I mean, I think in the big cities that there are, I mean, you do find a slightly younger audience, but it's completely true that on the whole, it's an older demographic. And I think there's obviously you know, some sort of attitude that there's, it's kind of elitist. And I don't think, I mean, I think we should sort of break down these barriers and kind of include everyone, and people shouldn't worry about not knowing much about classical music. I mean, I don't know much about the Beatles, but I still like it. And, you know, so I kind of think people shouldn't worry too much if they don't particularly understand what's going on in a concerto and why there's this silence between the movements and you can't clap and you can't, you know, just it's not, I think there's a danger that we make it too stuffy.
Finally then, I want to ask you briefly about film music, because I know I mentioned John Williams as one mm-hmm. of your admirers. You play solo cello pieces by film composers, but not pieces that have been written for film necessarily.
Yeah, well, I do too. I mean, I've worked in the studio with film composers recording solos and other works for movies. But I did release an album last year on Resonance Classics, which specifically incorporated music written by film composers, but for the concert hall.
And is that quite common to get that level of stuff from? Because we think of them as film composers, not necessarily as...
Well, I think the project's quite unusual, but I would say that at the end of the day, that, you know, there are two types of composers, good ones and less good ones. And, you know, that's the most important thing, that there shouldn't be these pigeonholes and they shouldn't be, you know, put into boxes. They write great music, and that's whether it's for the concert hall or for the screen.
Well, it is the concert hall that Richard will be in this Wednesday. We might even get a treat of one of those pieces, maybe as an encore on the evening. We'll see how that goes. But Richard performs with the RTE Concert Orchestra, with John Wilson conducting, as part of the Essentials Classic Series, Wednesday at 8 p.m. And it's the Elgar Cello Concerto that he will be performing on that evening. More details, rte.ie/co.